We are learning Masechtas Makis, Daf Yud Zayin Amud Aleph, and we are starting approximately 9 lines from the top, out of 2 dots. We're finishing up Mefarash, the Mishnah, the first Mishnah in the Perek, where it says, at the end of the Mishnah, that how much do you have to eat from Tevel in order for you to be Chayiv Malkis? So it says in the Mishnah, Kama Yoicha Min HaTevel V'Chayiv, Rav Shimon HaMi Kolshu, V'Chomer M'Kazayis. So it's machlokes is how much, what's the shear of tevel you have to eat in order to be chayiv malchus? Zok to Gemara. Om Rabbi Yom Rav Shimon, Ben Lakish. Machlokes is bechita. The whole machlokes is dafka by a chita, which is a burial, which means it's still in its complete form. So then the machlokes is, do you need a kazayis of chita? Or do you need a kazayis of chita? Or it's enough just one chita alone, even though it's kosher, even though it's very small. Av a kemach, but of its flour, Divrei HaKol Kazayis. Rav Yibi is saying, Rav Shimon Lakish needs at least some kind of barrier, some kind of something in a complete form. Mashenkin Kemach, which is flour, Divrei HaKol Kazayis. Rav Yirmiyahu knows, says, no, Om Rav Shimon Lakish, Kemachlekes Bezu, Kach Mechlekes Zu. Rav Yirmiyahu says, Vashem Rav Shimon Lakish, that the same Mechlekes applies to all Isra Achila, and even by Kemach of Tevel, even of flour, it's enough if you eat a kolshu in order to be Chayiv Malkus. Zok the Gemara will rewrite my Mishnah. There's a discussion in our Mishnah where Amar Lahem Rav Shimon. Rav Shimon tells the Rabbanon that how can you say you need a kazayis? Yeah, the moedim li ba'ichon lemala kolshu. If you eat a small ant, shu chayiv that you chayiv malchus for the lav of eating an ant. Amrulai, so Rabbanon says, yeah, but it's your kibriyasa because there it's a complete barrier. It's something in its complete form. Amar Lahem, so Rav Shimon says back, av chita akas kibriyasa. One chita also is kibriyasa. So it's mashba from the conversation that Rav Shimon only says zalacha by a chita, chita in kemach loy. So it sounds like Rav Bibi that the only time Rav Shimon says that yichayev kolshu is only by a chita, which is kibriyasa. The Reim kamalu, the Devarim kamalu. Rav Shimon holds bad simli di afilu kemach nami. I hold even a kolshu yichayev for even kemach kolshu yichayev even by flour. El dechu fi you that you moida by an ant. Why? Because kibriyasa, because it's a barrier. Oyduli mia dechita achas kibriyasa. At least be moida to me by one chita of tevel. You should be chayiv. And the rabbanon say no. Rabbanon brias the shama chashuva. Something that's a barrier that it has in a shama that's chashuv. Chita like chashuva. A chita, entire chita is not chashuv. And so it comes out, so he answers, that's not right from our Mishnah. And we have a right to Rav Yirmiyah, actually. Tanya said to Rav Yirmiyah, Rav Shimon Omer, Kol Shu L'Makos, a Kol Shu, when it comes to Makos, Malkos, it's enough for a Kol Shu. Le'omru Kazayis, Ela in your carbon. We only said Kazayis, the idea of Kazayis, only got to be our carbon. We bring carbon, Meshoigig, Estafka, Vida Kazayis. Now, how do we know that? So Rashi says, "Salok al Moshe Masinim." Look at Rashi right before the Mishnah. He says, "The Kesavah Rav Shimon Cholay Surim Kol Shu LeMakas LeOmru Kazayis Elinin Carbon Hashuga Es Karis VaLok al Moshe Masinim With Lok al Moshe Masinim." The Ritva brings down from the Rama that there's a Svara also Shabbat. He says there's a Svara that by Malkus where I did Bemezid, so there I was Machshiv the Kol Shu by eating the Kol Shu as Machshiv Kol Shu, but a carbon's brought for Shogeg that he doesn't really know what he's doing. So there, you can't say it was machshiv the kol shu. He didn't do it on purpose. So there, you have to say that you have to eat a shir kezayis in order to be chayev the carbon. The shaila had explained the ritva exactly the way I explained it a certain way. There's ma'isa the mafarshim bothered by the ritva ayin the chazanish ayin the aruch now other mafarshim that talk about this ritva. But the ritva is bringing that there's a svar shabai also that is different between malchus which is amazed and carbon which is b'shaygi. Zok the new mishnah. Continue with things that are chayiv malchus. Ha'oichel bikurim achlo kara aleim. We know there's a halacha of bikurim, the first fruit that first of the shiva minim that the ripen. I take those fruits and the wheat, those tfuah. I bring it up to the Beis Hamikdash and give it to the kohen. And when you get to the Beis Hamikdash, you say a certain parasha, a rami, oivid, avi. We say this on Pesach. They say the parasha. And it says also the v'anachta of Hashem lekecha. There's a whole process of bringing the bikurim, and so the shaila is which part of it is ma'akev. It says in the pasuk that lekachta mereishis is the beginning of parashik shavik. Lekachta mereishis is called pri adama shetovim miaritzucha asher Hashem lekecha mereishin loch v'samta batena v'lachta lemokim asheivcha Hashem lekecha shakrus mereisham uvasal lekayin asheiv biyom heim And it says, the kohen takes a basket from your hand, he puts it in front of the mizbech. The whole parashah. And it says, "Vayt the parasha ve'ata hine avesius reish priya adama asher nesat li Hashem ve'nach toil l'fnei Hashem lekecha ve'ashtach avis l'fnei Hashem lekecha." That's the parasha of Bikurim. So Eichel Bikurim actually korolehim if the kohen eats from the Bikurim before the kriya of the person bringing it, then yichayev malchus kochi kochim chutz aklom kochi kochim, which is like a chatos or a asham, have to be eaten inside the azara of the Beis HaMikdash, and if it's in the Mishkan, it has to be eaten inside the Kloim. If it's eaten outside the Kloim, Yichayev Malkus, Kochim Kalim Maisa Sheini Chutzachayim, out of the wall of Yerushalayim. Hashavet is also Chayev Malkus, eat out of the wall of Yerushalayim. Hashavet is Etzem of Pesach. We know there's an Isser to break a bone on Karim Pesach. Was Dafka Hatar, something that's you can eat. If you eat the Karim Pesach, you break the bone, you chayiv malchus, where is it like abam? All these things you chayiv malchus abam. Aval ha-moyser, but someone who leaves over moyser from a Karim Pesach or any other carbon. Ha-moyser retar, you're not chayiv malchus. You know why? Because it's lav shein by moyser, or because lav nitik lase, a bunch of them shot them. But Rashi brings down the pshat of lav nitik lase, because you can burn it. Va-shever b'tamei, or if you break a bone of a Pesach that's tamei, Karim Pesach that's tamei, also ain't like a bomb, because the whole din, v'etzim le'shish b'rubay, is dafka something that's kosher, not possible. Ha-noitel eim al-bonim. So we had this machlokes on daf tezayin, the Gemara wrote it down. Ha-noitel eim al-bonim. Supposed to send away the mother of the birds and take the eggs. First send the mother away, then take the eggs. This guy did not do that. He took the mother. Ha-noitel eim al-bonim. Ha-noitel eim al-bonim. Ha-noitel eim al-bonim. You get Malkus, and there's no Eitzah of sending it away. It's not a lava nitik lase according to Rehudu. Said to Pshatim, either because there's no asay bechlal after you take it, or it was an asay that was there from before, and Rehudu holds like the Shita of Rabbi Yechanan, the loika, that asay that's koidim alav, you get Malkus. V'chom Imrim, Mishalech v'ina loika. V'chom says you could send away the mother v'ina loika. Zeaklal, kol mitzvah sloisa asashash v'kum asay chayavullah. You don't get malchus on any mitzvah, like I said, that has a kum asay. And again, we spoke out that Rehuda really is moited to this, but Rehuda just holds, in this case, it's not a regular lav nitik lasay, because the lav was after the asay. But we said the Rambam, Pirush Mishnah, says that Rehuda holds that lav nitik lasay chayiv malchus, and already the Pnei Shul and Aruch Haner are bothered by it. So let's take a Maravite. Omar Rav Bachana. So we're going to concentrate on the first line of the Mishnah first, where it says in the Mishnah, Ha'oichel Bikurim Achloi Kara Alehem. If someone eats Bikurim before the Kriya of the Parsha of Arami Ovid Avi, he's Chayiv Malkus. Omar Rav Bachana, Rabbi Yechon, Shudib Rabbi Kiva Stimisa. This is going to go into Rabbi Akiva. Because Rabbi Yechon had a Mesoira that Rabbi Kiva held that Kriya is Ma'akev. Avacham Oimrim Bikurim Hanochom Akevesbem. Kriya and Mekevesbem. The Nacht of Nei Hashem Lekecha, that is Taka Ma'akev, because it says in the Pasuk twice. We read it before, I don't know if they don't realize, but it said it twice, V'Nachta. So it's Shana Kosel Akev, therefore it's Ma'akev. But Kriya is not Ma'akev, that's what the Chum hold. And so Rabbi Chana is saying, this Mishnah is Rabbi Kiva. Freit the Gemara, why didn't you say it's Rabbi Shimon? So first Rabbi Shimon that says that Kriya is Ma'akev. Freit the Gemara, but Lema Zudiv Rabbi Shimon Simi saw. That there's like Rabbi Shimon, who a lot of times Rabbi says in the Mishnah like. So, tomorrow, come ask Malon, Rabbi Yechon, teach us the Rabbi Kiva, Rabbi Shimon, Rabbi Kiva holds the Rabbi Shimon. My Rabbi Shimon, what do you have to Rabbi Shimon? So, now we're going to go into a big discussion of Rabbi Shimon Shita, and Taych Dvar, we see clearly that he holds Bikurim, the Kriya is Ba'akiv. But we're going to have a big discussion in a certain Pasuk, Rabbi Shimon darshins brilliantly. The Mishnah, the Pasuk says, Lo Yisuchal Lechol B'Sha'recha. Ma'asar degoncho, which means you cannot eat in your she'arecha, which is out of Yerushalayim. You're not allowed to eat. Le'such alecha v'she'arecha, ma'asar degoncho, v'siroishcha v'she'arecha. You cannot eat ma'isa sheni outside Yerushalayim. And you can't eat of a kairis, the pasuk of a kairis b'karcha, v'tsoynecha v'chol nidorecha, asher tidar, v'nivisecha trumas yedecha. So again, the pasuk says, le'such alecha v'she'arecha, ma'asar degoncho, v'siroishcha v'she'arecha, that's ma'isa. V'bekaris b'karcha v'tsoynecha, which is b'char. V'chol nidorecha, asher tidar, we'll see what that means. V'nivisecha, we'll see what that means. V'trumas yedecha. All these things you can't eat v'she'arecha. Darshan Rav Shimon like this, Tatanya. V'trumas yedecha elu bikurim. It's referring to Bikurim. Why is Bikurim referring to Yodecha? Because it says in the pasuk, "Lokach haKohen atena miYodecha." See, Yodecha shayches to Bikurim. So Trumas Yodecha is referring to Bikurim. Now that's what the drasha is. I'm Rav Shimon. My Bazel Lamedenu. What's it teaching us? Im laochla loichlan chutz chayma. If it's teaching us, you're not allowed to eat it out of the chayma of Yerushalayim. Kav chayma ma'isa hakal. It's a kav chayim from ma'isa hakal. The pasuk starts off ma'isa degoncha. Ma ma'isa hakal loichlan chutz chayma loika. You get malchus bikurim lekolshkein. So you don't need a pasuk for bikurim. You don't need a pasuk for bikurim. The teachers they now eat outside the chayim. It's a kav chayim from ma'isa. Haloi ba kosev ella. Lechol mibikurim. So the pasuk asher karaleim. So the Trumas Yodecha is teaching us something else, like a main Indian, to teach us chutz l'chaimah, because you know from kavachaimah ma'isa, will teach us that bikurim asher karaleim shilek gemalkus. That is what Trumas Yodecha is teaching us. So I'm sure it's bothering the Olam, it's bothering me. The Alchar, what happened to Eim Azir min Adin? We have Adin, Eim Azir min Adin. You can't learn a lav from kavachaimah. The ma'isa Gemara asks on my base. So just keep you. That the Gemara shouldn't keep you in suspense. The Gemara will ask the Kasha. So that's Trumas Yodecha. V'nid v'isecha. It says in the pasuk that Yinala eat v'isecha b'sharecha. Zu toida v'shlamim. Something that can brew as a nadava. What's that? The kachim kalim. A toida and a shlamim, which is kachim kalim, I can bring it from a nadava. And it says also, I can't eat it out of the chayma. Or Mavshir, ma'abaz alam deinu. What does the Kabbalah teach us? Im lo'ochlo chutz chayma. If you to eat it outside the wall of Yerushalayim, kav chayma ma'iser. It's kav chayma ma'iser. And ma'iser is more kal, this is more chama. And the Gemara also have to explain why we're saying is ma'iser more kal than Makurim, ma'iser is more kal than Toyda Shlom, and the Gemara will talk about that also. But he says, kav chayma for ma'iser. Hale ba'a kos ve'lo, le'chol b'toyda v'shlomim f'nei zrika. Shu loikas. Come and teach us that Toyda v'shlomim, that you eat before Zrika, then you get Malkus. Toyda v'shlamim is a carbon. After you process the carbon, which you do with Zrika, then the Bailim and the Kaharim are allowed to eat it. So that's only after Zrika. Before Zrika, how do you know you get Malkus? From this extra pasuk of Nidvei Secha. So remember, we have the general Esucha Lecha B'sharecha Ma'is the Goncha teaches Nala Yad HaChayma. The Gemara right now is the Rav Shimon is assuming everything's a Kav HaChayma from that. So then what's this psukim for? Nidvas Yadecha, that says the last words of the pasuk is going on Bikurim, teaching us that you get Malkus if you don't read the parasha. And Nidvas Yadecha is teaching us the Toida of Shlomim, that you eat before Zrika, you get Malkus as well. So, Lebal Kasa Lecha, Toida of Shlomim, Fnei Zrika, Shulayka. Uvechayres, what's Vechayres? Zav Vechayres, Vechayres. I'm Hashem, Ma'abah Zalam Adenu. Im Lachom, Chachayma, if it means you can't eat the Vechayres after you bring it for carbon, you're not allowed to eat out of the Chayma, Kav Vechayma Maisa. If you want to say that it's a lav that you can't eat it before Zrika, kav v'chaymer metayda v'shlam. It's kav v'chaymer metayda v'shlam. Haloi ba kosev el lechol lo'ichel medabachar fila achas Zrika. It's going on a zar, not a non-koyin that eats the bachar after Zrika, shulaika. Because only a koyin is allowed to eat a bachar, but a zar is not allowed to eat a bachar. So if a zar eats a bachar, even after Zrika, he gets malchus. That's what it's teaching us. Now it says in the pasuk also, v'kayreis, Bekarcha v'tzenecha, zu chatas v'ashem. That's referring to the chatas v'ashem, which is kachu kachum. Amr Rav Shimon, ma'abaz lam deinu. Im lachem chutz chayma, kav chayma ma'isa. It's kav chayma ma'isa. Im lefnei zrika, kav chayma tayd v'shlam. Im la'acha zrika, kav chayma b'char. It means a zar eating it after zrika, kav chayma b'char. Ha'li ba'a kosav la'oichel mechatas v'ashem fil la'acha zrika chutz ha'klam. Teaches us malchus if someone eats it out of the azara or out of the klam in the mishkan. That's what's coming to teach us. Shulaika. So that's the limud of chatas and asham. Finally, nidarecha. What's the derecha? Zu oila. Omram shim ma bazalam deinu im laocha chutz chayma. If it teaches us they can eat it out of the chayma. Remember, oila can't eat it at all, but maybe get malchus feeding out of the chayma. Kav chayma meiser. Im lefnei zrika. If it's the before zrika eat it. Kav chayma metayda v'shlam. Of course, you chayv malchus for that. Im la'achas zrika, kav chayim b'char. Im chutz ha'kloim, kav chayim b'chayat v'asham. Haloi ba'akasev. It's come to teach us on top of our base now. Ela oichel min ha'oila la'achas zrika. Even if you're eating it after zrika. I feel a bit fnim. Even in the azara, shul like you get malchus. Because it's not made to eat. It's made to be kol tea. It has to be completely burnt, completely consumed. And therefore, that's chizun malchus. So if we want to recap it, so we're coming out, we have a bunch of different drushes. So the ikkel sucha mas de goncha was saying means you can't eat a chutz l'chayma. And that's And that will be kalchem with everything. Then you have Tumas Yedech, which is Bikurim teaching us that you have to, if you eat it before Kriya, before the Kriya Barama, you get Malkus. The next drasha would be from the Bechar, from the Bechar, from Nidvei Secha, which is Toido Shlomim, which is Kachim Kalim, that if you eat it before Zrika, you get Malkus. Bechairois, what's that teaching us? That if you eat it, if a Zor eats it after Zrika, that you chayiv. Then you have Bekarcha v'tzenecha, which is Chatas v'asham, that you eat it out of the Kloim, that you chayiv. And then you have Nidorecha, which is Oila, that you chayiv. Six different drushes, brilliant drushes from Rav Shimon, Pshat over here in the Pasuk. So Amar Rava, so Rava says on this Rav Shimon, these drushes, the Yalda Imik Rav Shimon tailored. If the mother doesn't give birth, Kol she'ima is rashes. Kol she'ima yileda is tevakas rachem. You rush to your Rav Shimon. Should be like Rav Shimon. And the next words is controversial. If you're a geris, if you're loy, loy say if not, don't give birth. The Ritva doesn't like this lashon because it says there's a lot of great people a little under Rav Shimon, and that would be fine. So it's a shav geris those words. But he says that someone who gives birth should daven, should be like Rav Shimon. But Afka the istlu pircha. Even though there are pirchas, like we'll see as we go along, that there's pirchas on this drashas of this kavachimer, but still, that if someone should daven, should give birth like Rav Shimon, who could brilliantly darshan this pasuk.